man has been born out of his time. He should have been a buck in the days of the Regency. A boxer, an athlete, a plunger on the turf, a lover of fair ladies. And, by all accounts, so far down Queer Street that he may never find his way back again.
Capital, Watson. A perfect thumbnail sketch. I'm listening to know the man. Now, can you give me some idea of Shostakovich, old place?
No, I can't tell you about the house. It's supposed to go back centuries. But for the past 20 years, it's been the home of the Shostakovich stud. The training quarters are there, too.
And the head trainer is John Mason.
How do you know that?
Nothing surprising about my knowing it, Watson. I happen to have received a letter from him. But tell me more about Shostakovich. I seem to have struck a rich vein.
There are the Shostakovich Spaniels, of course. You hear of them at every dog show.
No.
They're the most exclusive breed in England, and the special pride of the lady of Shostakovich Old Place.
Sir Robert Norbiton's wife, I presume?
Good Lord, no. Sir Robert has never married. Just as well, I should think, considering his prospects and his reputation. He lives with his widowed sister, Lady Beatrice Falder.
You mean that she lives with him?
No. That's not what I meant at all. The house belonged to her late husband, Sir James Falder. Her brother has no claims on it at all. His sister has only a life interest in the estate, and it reverts to her husband's brother at her death. Meantime, she draws the rents every year.
Ah, and Brother Robert, I suppose, spends said rents.
That's about the size of it.
Mm.
He's a devil of a fellow. I must lead her a most uneasy life. Yet I have heard that she's devoted to him.
And to the Shostakovich Spaniel.
And to the Spaniels, yes. But what is the trouble at Shostakovich?
Ah, here I expect is the man who will enlighten us.
Mr. John Mason.
The same. Mr. Holmes.
I'd kindly take a seat, Mr. Mason.
Thank you. This is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson.
Your servant, Doctor.
Mr. Mason.
You received my note, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, I received it, but it explained nothing.
It was too delicate a situation to put the details down on paper. Rather too complicated. I could only talk about it face to face.
So here we are, Mr. Mason, at your disposal. Pray proceed.
Very well, Mr. Holmes. First of all, I think that my employer, Sir Robert, has gone mad.
This is Baker Street, not Harley Street.
Huh. What makes you say so? Well, sir, when a man does one queer thing, or two queer things, there may be a meaning to it. But when everything he does comes into that category, then you begin to wonder. I believe Shostakovich Prince and the Derby have turned his brain.
Shostakovich Prince is a colt you're running?
The best in England, Doctor. I should know if anyone does. I've had my eye on him since he first got up on his legs. Now, I'll be playing with you, for I know you're a gentleman of honor, and it won't go beyond this room.
That goes without saying, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Doctor. Sir Robert has got to win the Derby. He's up to his neck in trouble, and it's his last chance. Everything he could raise or borrow, he's put on Shostakovich Prince. And at fine odds, too. Oh, you can get 40s now, but it was nearer the 100 when you began to back him.
But how is that when you say that the horse is so good?
The public doesn't know how good he is.
Ah.
Sir Robert has been too clever for the touts. He's been taking the prince's half-brother out for spins around the park. You can't tell them apart. But there are two lengths and a furlong between them when it comes to a gallop.
Mm-hmm. So Robert evidently knows what he's about.
He thinks of nothing but the horse and the race. His whole life is on it. He's holding off the money lenders till then. If the prince fails him, he's finished.
That seems rather a desperate gamble. It's perfectly rational. So where does the madness come in?
Why, Mr. Holmes, you only have to look at him. I don't believe that he's had a wink of sleep this past month. He's down at the stable at all hours, day and night. His eyes are wild, staring out of his head. And then there's his conduct towards Lady Beatrice.
Ah, what is that?
Sir Robert and his sister always used to be the best of friends, Mr. Holmes. They had the same tastes, and she loved the horses as much as he did. Every day at the same hour, she'd drive down to see them. And above all, she loved the prince. And he would prick up his ears as soon as he heard the wheels on the gravel, and he'd trot out each morning to her carriage to get his lump of sugar. But that's all over now.
Why?
Well, she suddenly seems to have lost all interest in the horses. For a week now, she has driven past the stables with never so much as a good morning.
You think there's been a quarrel?
I'm certain of it, and a bitter, savage, spiteful quarrel at that. Why else should he give away her pet spaniel that she loved as if it were a child?
He gave it away.
Only a few